Well, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
You say your name is Lena?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you spell that, please? L-I-N?
Lina.
L-I-N-A. Okay, this is Charlotte Rich. Back the first part of February, February 6th, February something, yeah, 6th, on my computer it said that I had filled out a survey and was going to get a free sample of something, and I checked off that I wanted to get that oxygen level thing that you put on your finger, and I had to pay $7.95 for the postage of that, and you put it on my Discover card. Well, one, when the thing got here, it's broke. Where you put the battery in that little springy thing is not lined up to where you put a battery in, so it doesn't work. Two, you've charged $56.95 on my account, and it was supposed to be free.
Okay, can I please get your zip code?
21061.
And can I please, can you please verify your address for security purposes?
8034 Foxtail, Foxtail Lane, Glen Burnie, Maryland. So if the thing's broke, I've already wasted $7.95 for postage, but I sure don't want to waste $56.95 on something that's useless.
I can send you out another one for free.
Okay, but then I still am not going to pay for it because it's supposed to be a freebie.
Well, the $56.95 is not even for the pulse oximeter.
Well, what's it for? I didn't buy anything.
It's for a monthly subscription. In the terms and conditions you agreed to, in order to pay the shipping and handling on that oximeter, it does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to our gadget store. Now, with that subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you
Oh,
via
no, 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 no,
email.
no, 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 no. I don't want that. I didn't sign up for it. I didn't see that in any fine print. So take it off, and I don't need a $125 gift card.
Okay, I can cancel out the account and send you out a free
If
policy.
that's what you want to do, send me out a new thing. But I'm not paying $56.95 for a monthly subscription, and I don't want your $125 gift card. And if getting the new one that you're going to send me is going to make me pay $56.95, cancel it all.
No, ma'am, I'm sending you out a free one. I'm canceling out the
Okay.
account and sending you out a free one.
Okay, and I want the $56.95 taken off the account.
What I can do is refund you 35% of that back.
No, you're going to refund me the whole 100%.
Well, ma'am, what I can do is cancel out the account and refund you 35% back.
I've already talked to Discover. They said if I can't get it from you, they'll do a fraud investigation. I am not paying 35% of $56.95 for nothing because I didn't sign up for that. When something says it's free, that means it's free.
Yes, ma'am, it does state that, but you did agree to the terms and conditions, and in there it does state that you would be agreeing to this.
Well, I'm not, and so a person has a period of time to get out of whatever agreement that they made. You know darn well that I didn't read whatever. I didn't see any small print to read. I generally read everything.
Well, where it
So
says
I'm
are you
not.
18 years or older, it does have the terms and conditions right there.
Well, I didn't see anything about $56.95 a month, and 5 times 5 is 25, 45, 46, 47, 34, 25, 26, 27, 28, 5, 7, 4, 8, 2, 5, 12, 11, 12, 12, 13, 11, 10, 11. So I have to pay one. So you're telling me $31.32 for what?
Well, you've already received the monthly subscription gift
No, I
card.
haven't gotten any monthly of anything.
It's
Nothing's ever.
in your email. I would check your spam folder.
No, I haven't had anything from your company.
Well, let me see which company it came from, because we're not just one company. It would come from support@buytopconsumerdeals.com.
Nope, didn't get any. I don't get any emails that from spams or whatever you call them. I haven't gotten anything from Vitek or Dicom or whatever you just said.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do is refund you 50% back.
No, you're going to refund me the whole $56.95.
I can cancel the account and refund you 50% back. And your account will be closed, and you will no longer be charged by us.
Well, I don't want to pay any money for nothing. Why would I want to pay? Let's see, two into that is two. It's four, 17. It's eight. Why would I want to pay $28.50 for something that I don't have any interest in?
It's $28.48 because you did agree to the terms and conditions. The charge is valid. I'm trying to work with you right now.
I'm not paying $28, and I've already talked to my Discover card. They said
if you
don't give me the full amount, then they will get into a fraud investigation, and they'll end up giving me the money back.
If you've already opened up a fraud case with your bank would have to call us.
Well, they're going to do that. If I hang up from you, I'm going to call them right back and tell them that I couldn't get heads or tails from you and that you're going to charge me half. They said you're going to try to charge me 50%. I said, no, I'm not going to pay anything. And they said, if not, then call them back and they'll put it into a fraud investigation. So we might as well just settle this now. I'm not paying anything for any merchandise. And I don't even need the new one. You've already charged me $7.95 and you shipped me a broken piece of material, a broken item.
Okay, please hold. Let me see if there's anything else I can do. Yes, ma'am. I'm still trying to see what I can do. Please hold.
Yeah, what you can do is give me a credit for $56.95, because we're not going to end the call until you say that, and I see that you tell me that you're going to do that.
Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
What I can do is give you my discount and take off, refund you 75% back. That's going to be $42.71.
$42.71 is what you're giving me back?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're getting closer, but you still need to come up with $14.24. So why don't we just stop the game and just give me the 100% refund. I'm not paying $14.24 for something I have no use for.
Yes, ma'am. I can refund you 75% back and send you out another one for free. And cancel out the account so you would no longer be billed.
You're not sending me a new one for free if I'm paying $14.28 for it, which is what
you've
you're
already received a $125 gift card.
No, I haven't. I haven't received any $125 gift card. I don't know where you sent it, but it didn't come to me.
It sent to you an email.
No, I haven't gotten
it. The email we have on file.
Huh?
The email we have on file.
When did you send it?
It was sent on the 9th of February to charlotterich@icloud.com.
I don't have any emails in my thing here on the 9th of February. I'm looking at my account. So I do not have any $125 gift card. So I don't need you to send it to me because I haven't received it. And what you need to do is give me the amount back that, and then we'll be, I'm not trying to scam you by keeping a $125 gift card. I don't have a gift card. So just give me the $56.95 credit and we'll be even. Because I don't even want to deal with your company because of this situation as it has come out.
Okay, please hold.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. As a one-time courtesy, I'm going to go ahead and refund you in full. Your account's been canceled out. You will no longer be charged by us. Your refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
And okay, I appreciate that, Lena. Did you hang up?
I'm still here.